Part of me was, finally, like, he had to go in and be under the rule of someone else. He had to obey the judge and walk through like a, the king has been dethroned. He's no longer untouchable.
That is Stormy Daniels, the world's most famous porn star. And she is talking about Donald Trump. This week, he became the first ever president to be arrested and was forced to walk into a New York court, have his fingerprints taken, and hear charges against him just like anybody else would.
President Trump, will you please come take some questions? How did you plead, President Trump? How did you plead?
President Trump.
It's not glamorous, and it's not pretty for Trump. He's now facing more than 30 charges over paying hush money to a porn star right before the 2016 election. And there's possibly many more where that came from. But, as they say, where America goes, Britain follows. And this week, police have raided the former First Minister Nicola Sturgeon's house, arrested her husband, and started digging up her garden. So, what the hell is going on in our politics? And why is it looking so grubby? So hello and welcome back to What's Occurring. You can probably tell I'm recording this on my phone because I'm actually away this week. I was meant to have a week off and I'm sat in my childhood bedroom recording a podcast because this was all just too big to miss. And there is one event which is really going to make the history books, and that, as so often, is because of Donald Trump, who on Tuesday was arrested in New York and was taken to court, where he faced 34 counts charges of falsifying business records. Why? It all boils down to this porn star, Stormy Daniels, and an affair he had with her. So that in itself isn't illegal. Nobody can arrest Trump for having an affair or cheating on his wife. But he then got his lawyer to pay $130,000 to Stormy Daniels. That, again, isn't illegal. You can pay people hush money so that they don't tell, because obviously Trump wouldn't want people to know about that affair. That's also legal. But the bit which is looking like a bit more of a grey area, at least, is the fact that he did this, or his lawyer paid this money, right before the 2016 election. Therefore, he was concealing the fact that he'd had this affair with a porn star, Stormy Daniels, and that could have been damaging to his campaign, obviously, and could have influenced the election result. That is the part which is illegal. It's not a greatly serious crime. It could be much worse for Trump. The maximum sentence for this is 4 years in jail, but it's unlikely he'd get jail time if he was found guilty. He'd much more likely get something like a fine. But in any case, he's pleaded not guilty. He pleaded not guilty in that New York court. And he denies ever having an affair with Daniels and says that the reason he paid her was because he wanted to protect his family from misinformation. It doesn't, believe that if you want to, but I'm not sure many people do. But that's what Trump's saying. Anyway, that doesn't take away from the fact that a US president, a man who was president, 3 years ago, he's been charged, or he's being charged, he's facing charges with of which could send him to prison. Trump, who is running for president again next year, could end up in prison. But there are a few caveats to this, which I think are quite important to mention. Stormy Daniels herself was speaking to Piers Morgan yesterday, and she said Trump doesn't actually deserve prison for these crimes, at least. And he's obviously been released by the court. He's back at his home in Florida for now. And so it doesn't look likely that he will get prison for this. But he could face much more major charges on other things. Stuff like all of the business around the 2020 election and whether that was stolen. When he was caught trying to get someone in Arizona to find extra votes. Things like that. These things have gone quiet for now, but they have not gone away. And so he could end up being prosecuted for more major crimes. This could go on for years and years and years. And so I feel like with Trump, we're not even at the end of the beginning when it comes to these charges, let alone the beginning of the end. But who knows what will happen in the future? We may even see Trump campaigning from prison. Let's move on then to a man you've probably not ever heard of, but for Scotland, for Britain, this case is arguably even higher stakes than Trump's. Peter Murrell was the chief executive of the SNP, the Scottish National Party, and he has just resigned a couple of weeks ago after some confusion during the SNP's leadership election over how many members there were. But there's more to it than that, because many suspected that Peter Murrell didn't just resign over membership numbers, and that an investigation that's going on and has been going on for a while now may have had something to do with it as well. £600,000, which was given to the SNP and earmarked for campaigning for independence, may have been misspent. That's being investigated by the police. We don't know at the moment, but it's being investigated by the police. And perhaps more significantly than that, Peter Murrell isn't just any old chief executive of the SNP. He is the husband of Nicola Sturgeon, the former First Minister. So while she was leader of the SNP and the First Minister, he was the chief exec. So they are very much Scotland's power couple. They work together very closely, live together, obviously. And if one person is involved in this, we don't know how much the other knew, but it's certainly not a good look. Sturgeon also recently resigned. And it was a shock when that happened. People across Westminster, across the country, across Scotland, thought, why? She was relatively popular. She'd taken a bit of a battering in recent times, but nothing too serious. She said she was just worn out, but many people wondered, thought, maybe, just maybe, there was more to it. And we still don't know, but was the real reason that she knew something about Peter Murrell or about this investigation and she wanted to get out while she could? We don't know. We genuinely don't know, and we may never know. We certainly don't know now. But it seems very stark that we've gone from Murrell and Sturgeon being the power couple of Scotland to both of them resigning. I'd go as far as to say there's a question mark over their integrity. Not necessarily because they have done anything wrong, but because of the mystery about all of this. Early on Thursday morning, about 7 o'clock, they were probably sat eating breakfast and the police turn up. They arrest Murrell and take him into questioning for 12 hours. While Sturgeon was not arrested, but you know, 10 policemen were stood outside their house whilst others were putting up a big blue evidence tent. The kind of thing you normally see if there's a murder or a serious crime. I'm not suggesting that's what happened, but a serious crime. Clearly, was being investigated there, they were digging up their garden. Why on earth would they dig up the garden of Nicola Sturgeon in her housing estate in Glasgow where she lives? It's not the kind of thing you do unless you think something's there, or perhaps they even knew something was there. It's worth saying, we don't know. This is so murky, and perhaps this is what's so interesting about this case. We don't know what happened, we don't know what the police were doing, we don't know what's coming next. All we can say is that Murrell was released without charge after 12 hours, Sturgeon was never arrested, and all of this is ongoing. There is certainly an air of mystery about this, and let's be honest, we have no idea what's coming next. But the stakes don't get much higher for Nicola Sturgeon and Peter Murrell than this.